This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm fine. It seems, an age since we last spoke. It's in fact only last Friday, but so much has happened since. Of course, we've had the inauguration of Donald Trump and the subsequent reaction to that and all those executive orders he signed within 24 hours. The gold price is soaring at the moment. Markets are reasonably steady. The dollar is likewise. How are markets at the moment? And how have they reacted over the last day or two to new President Trump?
Well, Johnny, volatility is very, very high in terms of some of the reactions. The post-day one Trump, if you will, reaction has been pretty violent for a lot of charts. One thing to note when it comes to the expectation for day one was a lot of the fear in the market, a lot of the uncertainty was around the tariff stuff. And you and I, just before jumping on the podcast, were just discussing that it doesn't seem like there was this jump to rolling out a ton of new tariff stuff. And that was like the market's biggest fear. There were plenty of things. I think Trump signed like a record number for the first day of executive orders by a president. But the tariff stuff still remains a little bit of an unknown. And I think that the market here, if we're talking stocks for just a second, and the dollar, right, there's a reaction here to this. As tariffs were the biggest fear, it also makes a good sense why, you know, people react a lot to fear. It makes good sense that the market is now moving in anticipation realizing less fear than what was feared. And what I mean by that, it sounds confusing, is basically everybody was afraid of tariffs. And now it seems like tariffs are not immediately being mobilized and rolled out everywhere. It doesn't mean they're not coming, but the market may be seriously relieved just to see there wasn't this big stamp of massive tariffs all over the place on day one. And now speculation is perhaps the Trump administration will be a little slow to roll out those tariffs rather than all at once heavy and kind of just really get in the way of the whole trade globally right away. Maybe that's a more gradual process. And I think the stock market specifically can live with that. They can accept that. But what I think is also worth mentioning is we can take a look at the dollar's reaction to that same news. The dollar has come down a little bit, right? Yields have come down a little bit on the 10-year, for example. This fall in yields, fall in dollar is definitely welcomed by risk assets, which are flying higher on this. Same with gold, by the way, which we'll get into in just a second. You mentioned that. But I think this weakness in the dollar and in yields is sort of the same story. People were very fearful that day one tariffs were going to be everywhere and there was going to be this massive kind of here comes Trump moment. And maybe the gradual process the market can be a little bit more okay with and maybe de-escalate a little bit of that concern. One other thing I'll mention before we move on from that topic is Trump is a stock market guy. He looks at it as a scorecard. And I think that him and his team probably saw all this fear around tariffs and said, okay, well, let's just take it slow and keep the market happy.
It's interesting because, as you said, Trump, he's more wary of markets than many other things. I mean, we've seen the executive orders that he's signed. With a stroke of a pen, he's made some massive decisions, but he hasn't really said anything absolutely specific about tariffs.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the pardons, and there was also the returning into the office. I know that was a big kind of thing for a lot of government employees. And there was a lot of stuff, I think, that rolled out on the efficiency side of that whole process. There was also, I know, a lot of the banking world cheered some of the first rounds of changes being made there as well. So lots of stuff, lots of change. And what we know about change, Johnny, is the market, that's what creates these large movements. We've talked about just the other day when we were doing a podcast episode, just how hard it is for the Fed to really predict where interest rates are going to be. And that's why markets move so violently. I think a lot of the fear around Trump returning is somewhat justified. But as we know, very often with markets, they'll take a little and make it into a lot, right? So this fear around tariffs, et cetera, everyone's scared about it. And now we're seeing a little bit of, okay, we're not seeing a flood of policies that really inhibit the market kind of continuing. And so the market is reacting to that. It's a very interesting thing how it's almost like it repeats itself over and over. The story of what is feared And then what actually happens is a little less than feared. It's very, very common in markets. It's not always the case. Sometimes the fear does justify it. But often enough, especially with this Trump administration stuff, there's been a lot of fear prior to the event.
The oldest cliche in the book, as far as markets are concerned, is markets hate uncertainty. I wonder, is that one of the reasons why gold is spiking at the moment?
Yeah, so gold is the other side of this. I think that with a lot of the changes that are coming into place, when we first jumped on the podcast, Johnny, I mentioned to you just before we started recording that I found it very interesting. Trump, you know, wrote a record number of first day actions, if you will, as a new president. And I think that right there may be a contributing reason to why gold is moving higher. Clearly, this is a president that wants to make a lot of moves very quickly. And that change brings uncertainty. That uncertainty is what I think has gold prices rising to $2,750 an ounce today. I mean, that is breaking out of a level that we've discussed on the podcast many times, which is on the spot price of gold trading around $2,715. That level had been a resistance point for some time, now breaking back up. And now we're not that far off. In fact, I'll give you a percentage. We're about 1.4% away from a fresh all-time high that is gold spot against the US dollar. So a very quick move higher for gold, and we'll see where that goes. I think that geopolitically, we still have a lot of unanswered questions with China. With, you know, we know with tariffs, we saw with Mexico and Canada, there was some information about that 25% tariff being imposed. But there is still questions about China and the trade war that Trump kind of had going on in 2018, 2019, and before that in his previous administration caused a lot of uncertainty. There was at one point a 20-something percent drop in the U.S. stock market in response to that. So we see a lot of factors here that could, you know, spill over into a larger geopolitical kind of event. I think gold is sensing that a little bit. Although, to be fair, we do also see oil prices lower, Johnny. We went up to 81 or so, 80 something for WTI, and now trading back down to 76.6. Perhaps that, and I admittedly have not looked close enough into this, but I'm curious to look into it too, whether or not the initial round of energy stuff for, you know, the drill baby drill policies, there's so much here to look after, Johnny. We know there's just so many things. Do you know anything about that situation?
On one of the major business news networks, they were saying that they expect the price of gold to drop actually below $70 a barrel because they say there's going to be an abundance of black gold. We've got Trump's promise of drill, baby, drill. The situation in the Middle East seems to be more stable, perhaps, than it was. You would have thought the price of oil would come down rather than go up.
Yeah, and again, very interesting question about the whole drill, baby, drill stuff is that will the energy companies comply with this? Will they massively produce oil? Of course, less regulation to the energy and you know, gas world for U.S. companies makes them more competitive. They can produce more. They can put it out into the system and compete globally, become a larger component to the global, you know, marketplace. But it's a question of whether or not that will really turn into that, whether it will really happen is another question. If it does happen, like you're saying, we may see oil prices back down towards those low 70s or even back into the 60s, would not be surprised at all. And that would majorly help with the inflation story, not just in the US, but globally, right?
And finally, before we let you go, Nick, Netflix seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, Netflix reported excellent earnings. And this is just an interesting story market or story stock in the market right now. They beat on the bottom and top line for earnings and revenue, but specifically up 15 or so percent. It's given back a little bit of those gains here this morning, up now just about 12 or 11.5% at the time of recording this. But Netflix making the move into live sports and really breaking some barriers for streaming. I mean, this is the top streaming company. It is, you know, taking market share by storm, very profitable overall. And this company has done very well. This is also another key indicator for the stock market in general. It is kind of one of those Mag 7 type names. It's a giant. It's a huge you know, it's a consumer service, but it really is a technology company, and it's a tech company slash media company. And it is breaking into live sports, which has been a major, you know, player. We saw the Tyson Paul fight, which was major for them. And, you know, we're seeing massive subscriber growth for Netflix. It's an excellent growth story here, and continues to deliver. So up to, at one point this morning, just shy of $1,000 per share, which is absolutely wild considering just a few years ago, it was down at the $200 per share price. So quite the move for Netflix and setting up a good story, at least for earnings season so far for Q4.
Excellent stuff. Nick, thanks very much. We'll speak to you again on Friday.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.